Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I did. In fact, you know, you mentioned she was 88 years old. That was really a jolt to me, because you're talking to Louise. She was always at least 20 years younger than that. She was on the other side of the aisle, but she was a great colleague. I knew both her and her husband very well, her late husband. And Louise was going strong, really, until, I guess, last week. Whenever she had the fall, just in the last few days, that's what killed her. But I can tell you, she was as active as ever on the House floor, arguing, debating. She was on the Rules Committee, which is a powerful committee, and she was going around. She was a real workhorse. I say that in the best sense of the word. She never slowed down for a minute. So this really comes as a surprise. It's a shock. But she served the Congress well, served her district well, and she's really going to be, it's a loss for the Congress. No matter which side of the aisle you're on, if somebody works that hard and is that dedicated, she's the type of person that you want to be there. If you want to have an adversary, it's great to have a worthy adversary. Louise Slaughter was that. So, Louise Slaughter, rest in peace.